Relationships are in elevation. I'm Alani Shani, a.k.a. Goddess M, your host, and I'm here with my co-host, Goddess Ashe.
Greetings, Collective.
And we are your Elevation Goddesses for this evening, and you're listening on High Frequency Radio Network. We appreciate you all joining us tonight on this Super Bowl Sunday. Those of you who are here, thank you so much for being with us tonight. We appreciate you, and our topic tonight is your life, your choice, how to make change work for you. So welcome to those of you who are here for the very first time. We appreciate your presence. And those of you who are regular listeners, you know we love you, and we appreciate your love and support. So as always, our intention here at Conversations with Goddess M is to elevate and bring light to love and relationships. And our theme for 2017 is to return to love, to be love, and to initiate intimacy. So for you, our listeners, this is a no-judgment zone where you can relax, grow, heal, listen, learn, and speak your truth with love. For us, this is a platform where we can activate, inspire, support, and elevate you and ourselves so that we all can strengthen our existing relationships with ourselves and others and attract new loving and healthy relationships in every area of our lives. We invite you tonight to call in and share the conversation with us. We definitely want to hear from you. Our phone lines will open in a few minutes and will be open all night long. So first, of course, as always, we start with our grounding anchor to breathe and relax and prepare to receive so we can come fully present and be in alignment and balance with our natural way of being. So just take a couple of deep breaths. Just to relax and come into the space and be fully present so that you can receive whatever it is that you showed up to receive tonight and also to give simultaneously whatever it is that you have to share. So we're going to start, as always, with our Elevated View by Kari, and it can be found on our website at Conversations with Goddess M, and it's a recap of our show from New Year's Day. The name of the show was If You Say So. Many people say manifesting doesn't work. They maybe have been introduced to manifestation by a book like The Secret and tried it out for themselves only to be disappointed by the perceived lack of change in their lives. However, manifesting does work. We do it every day. And in every moment, we are constantly creating our reality with our words and thoughts. The life you have now is the life you have manifested for yourself. The question isn't how do I manifest, because there is no how. We simply do. Manifestation is one of the easiest things to do. It's so easy that most of us do it on autopilot. The real question is, how do I manifest what I truly desire? To answer that question, we must first understand how we end up manifesting all these things we don't want. Our words and thoughts create our reality, but both of those stem from one thing, our belief system. Our beliefs inform our thoughts inform our feelings inform our words and actions. It all begins with the belief. What do you believe? Do you believe you aren't lovable because of your previous abusive relationship? This kind of belief system will lead to thoughts like, I can't let them get close to me, or I'm not good enough. And you end up repeating these thoughts every time your belief of unlovability is triggered. Then this repeated thought starts a cycle of feeling angry or sad about your unlovability, which you then project onto and manifest in your reality and your relationships through your words and actions. Before you know it, you have another relationship or situation in which you feel unlovable. This is how we create what we don't want, and we do it every single day. We judge and create new situations and relationships based on past pain and illusions. The truth is, you are not unlovable. You are always perfectly capable of love and being loved. But when that belief of unlovability is triggered, you automatically choose to follow the untrue belief because it's what you've always done. You're essentially on autopilot. To get deliberate in our manifestations, we should be fully present and choose something different in every single moment. When your belief of unlovability is triggered, and it will be triggered, instead of following it, speak an I am affirmation as to what you choose to believe instead. I am love. Use the affirmation and self-talk to reinforce new beliefs about who you are, not old ones. Once you have the belief, everything will follow from there. If you want to know what you believe, look at your life and what is or is not happening in it. This is not a space to sit in self-judgment for what you have created. Instead, take loving responsibility for yourself and commit to creating new beliefs using I am affirmations and positive self-talk that reflects the life you deserve to live. This is manifesting deliberately rather than haphazardly. All right, so let's prepare ourselves to release tonight. We want to release our stuff so that we can move into what it is that we really desire for our lives. So I'm going to play this song from my CD. It's called Stuff, so just listen up. Trying to keep a positive frame of mind in the midst of negativity is difficult.
but worthwhile. It is not our person that separates us from other people. It is the stuff or baggage that we carry. Some of us have taken a journey that has released us from most of the baggage or stuff we've carried around with us all of our lives. We must come to terms with and understand the fact that stuff separates us from having a good life and traps us in a life filled with drama. It's just the stuff. It's just the stuff distinguishes whether we live free or in bondage. What we must realize is that in our lives, all of what we attract to us is as a result of the stuff that we continue to carry around day after day, holding on to it for dear life because it is all that we know. Our lives would flourish and be so much better if we would just let go of.
Welcome back to Conversation with Goddess M. Again, I am Goddess M, and thank you for being fully present in this goddess light that we're sharing with you tonight. Our topic tonight is your life, your choice, making change work for you, and we're at our Goddess Roundtable. If you'd like to join the conversation, the phone lines are open all night long. You can call at 424-222-5250 and just press 1 to comment. So tonight, we're talking about making change work for you. In this time that we're in, there's lots of change happening. We're in a time of ascension, in a time of transition, and it's important that we know how to embrace change so it works. So in our Elevated View this week, we talked about manifesting and how we are consistently manifesting, whether on purpose or haphazardly. And so we want to really start to manifest deliberately. So when we're thinking about change and how to make change work, we want to know, how do we manifest change in the way that we want it to happen? How do we manifest change easily and effortless? How do we manifest change without struggle? And so that's what we're going to be talking about tonight, because this is your life and it is your choice how you move through change and transition. You don't have to be susceptible to what's happening in the world and move the way the world says to move. You can make your own decisions and choices about how you want to move with change. And so we want to talk about that tonight to give you some insight and clarity about how to make change work for you. So there's a couple of articles that I have that I want to reference as we go through this tonight. Again, I think it's really important that we learn how to move through change in a, I guess, non-struggling way, for lack of a better word, so that we don't struggle, because a lot of us are feeling the tenseness of change. We're feeling resistance toward change. And a lot of times when you resist change, you know, it's very difficult when it comes up and you're resisting it. It makes life very difficult. And so what we want to do is help you to embrace change, work with change, work through change, so that you have a better understanding of your own process in moving through change. And so that's our goal for tonight and what we want to do tonight. And so I have an article that I picked up from thepowerpath.com. And this month, the Power Path is talking about accepting change and allowing change, promoting change, choosing change, and being the change. And I love that, because being the change you want to see is really good. So when it comes to us moving through and changing and evolving and ascending in our lives, we want to choose how that happens. We want to be that change we want to see. And so if you start that process on your own and start your own evolution process, then it's a lot easier to move through. And sometimes it's not easy, but it's worth it. And so sometimes we don't look for easy. We can create a easier path, but sometimes we don't look for easy. We just look for, you know, worth it. And so when you move through your change, you choose it, you be the change, then it's definitely worth it. So in the Power Path, they say change brings out the need for security. It also brings out the obstacle of stubbornness as a reaction. Change removes the usual points of reference, and change is scary. Change harbors the unknown. Change is exciting, unpredictable, and dynamic. Change is chaotic and can include destruction and confusion. Change is inevitable and a crucial part of evolution. A caterpillar may be more comfortable staying in the comfort of its own warm little cocoon, safe and asleep. But the butterfly, it is to become ruthlessly destroys its form in order to emerge with a new freedom. The discomfort we feel is akin to the caterpillar who can sense that there is no going back. The only way is through to the other side. And so I really love this analogy because, you know, when you think about the caterpillar going into the cocoon, it's crawling around on the ground, and then he goes into this cocoon. And then in order to get out of this cocoon, it takes a minute for the caterpillar to emerge out of this cocoon and get these wings out of this cocoon. But once the struggle is over and the caterpillar emerges from the cocoon, he has wings. And he can fly as high as he wants to. And so I think it's really a great analogy to talk about, to look at sometimes when we go through things, we're moving and we're struggling just to get our wings out of the cocoon, but once we get out, we're flying. And so the article goes on to say, take heart, everyone. This is where we are right now, kicking and screaming and resisting the agent of change that is showing up. Do we think it could be any different? We have arrived at the place where the ruthless taskmaster of change does not really care about our personal comfort. Change is happening, whether you like it or not. So the challenge and the lessons is how will you get the program and embrace it instead of resisting it? And whatever way it shows up, there's always a way to be proactive with change, to embrace and support and move it along. That is what taking responsibility for your own leadership is all about. In addition, we have early eclipses this year, two this month, that will definitely be markers for change. So it is time to look at your life as a canvas that needs a bit of an upgrade. You have been looking at the same landscape for many years, perhaps for as long as you have been alive. What if it is time to change it up, to create a new landscape that will become a new point of reference for you? This is also something that I love, is that, you know, it's about creating a new canvas for yourself. So everybody is getting a clean slate right now. So if you're feeling resistant and you're feeling like you know, it's too much happening and you're overwhelmed by the changes that are happening in your life, the thing is to relax and surrender. Surrender into change and embrace change, because what's happening is everything that is no longer in alignment with you is leaving so that you can have what you want. So basically, your canvas is being cleared. And once your canvas is cleared, you have a blank slate, and then you can go back to that blank slate and write your life however you want it to look. Because a lot of us don't write our lives. A lot of us move into a life that, you know, we've been told that we need to do, or we've been being encouraged to do, or we thought we were supposed to do. And so it's difficult when we've been doing something for so long and then we choose to no longer do that, or change creates a space where we can no longer do that. But if something is no longer in alignment with us, if we go ahead and surrender it and let it go instead of resisting, it doesn't take so long to move through the change. And so that's the thing I want to say here, is that if you don't take so long to move through the change, if you just go ahead and surrender, it won't feel so heavy. It won't feel so overwhelming. It won't feel so hard. Surrender. Because the only thing that can happen is your canvas will be cleared. And you can write a whole new story for yourself. Goddess Sashay, what are your thoughts?
You know, as I'm listening to you, I'm really tickled because, you know, I have been even in the spirit realm called hard-headed. You know, for me, when we talk about change and, you know, in our outer world, in the world at large, we're definitely going through change. You're definitely being challenged as to how you're going to stand in this change that's going on. And there is a lot of anger, which is fear, a lot of fear out there. And so it really becomes very important that you make a deliberate choice as to where you want to be. When we allow change, when we can get into the place of allowing change, when we can decide that we want to allow change rather than getting dragged, because that's basically what happens when you don't allow it, you get dragged. When we decide that we want to allow it, then what I have found as I move through so many changes in my life are the practices that we have on a daily basis become so important. What practices do you have that help keep you grounded, that help keep you centered? One of the things that I always tell my clients, you know, is to tap into whatever it is that they're passionate about, to be in movement. That may be dance, that may be yoga, that may be Qigong, but all of those things deal with our ability to be flexible. And so sometimes it becomes a lot easier to deal with the changes that are going on mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically by addressing it from the physical. You know, it happens on all levels, but movement and getting into the practice of yoga, of meditation, will reframe how you're addressing, how you're standing, so that you can get into a place of allowance, so that you can surrender. We talk about surrender a lot, but when you're not used to surrendering, when surrender is a bad word for you, then how is it that we surrender? What, how do I do this? So, your daily practices. Look and see what it is that you're doing on a daily basis that's keeping you grounded and centered. And that is really going to allow you to put your focus someplace else other than this change that you are fighting. Change your focus. Got it, Sam.
Yeah, great points. Couple of things. Daily practice is key, very important to quiet the mind for clarity. So if you feel overwhelmed, if you feel like things are getting too heavy for you, then quieting your mind is really, really important. And not necessarily that when you sit in quiet space that you won't have thoughts going through. It's not really about moving your thoughts or stopping your thoughts, because a lot of times you really can't do that when you have a lot going on. But it's really just to sit in a quiet place, take some deep breaths, and allow yourself a moment just to bring it all back in. Because sometimes when we're stressed out, we're going through change, we feel heavy and overwhelmed, we stay outside of ourselves for so long, we can't really see. You know, we can't really get it. We can't really get the clarity that we need. And then we may be talking to a lot of other people. You know, I always say seek wise counsel when you're going through change. You don't want to be talking to a whole bunch of people about what you're dealing with, because you talk to a whole bunch of people, you're going to get a whole bunch of different advice.
And so the thing is to seek wise counsel and make sure that the person that you're talking to is in alignment with your life and where you're going, not someone who's not in alignment with you, because they can't really give you the type of counsel that's going to move you forward. They can listen to you. They can be a dumpster, a trash can, so you can dump your stuff out. But then when you finish talking to them, your life is still the same. And then they may even be feeling drained as well. And so we don't want to use people in that way. We really want to seek wise counsel because we want to change what we're doing. We want to change behavior. The other thing is, and I always say this, is that asking how all the time is resistance. That is a resistance because when you're sitting and you're always asking, how do I do this? How do I do that? That is the resistance. How you do it is just do it. You just open your arms up and say, I surrender. You surrender whatever the situation is, you let it be, especially if it's something that you have no control over, especially if it's something that you cannot change in the moment. You know, why sit and you know, ask yourself how, and stress yourself out because I don't know how to do so, I don't know how to do that. This in itself is resistance. And so if you release that, release the I need to know why this is happening, release I need to know how it's happening, then you may get the answer that you're looking for. Because a lot of times when you're in the midst of something, like right in the midst of turmoil, you're not going to get the how and the why. A lot of times you won't even get how and why until you move through it. But because so many of us refuse to move through it, we want to stay stuck, we want to stay stagnant, or we just make the moves based on, you know, somebody else. If somebody else is talking to us or has talked to us, and we want to prove ourselves or we want to impress upon the person that we're doing what we say we're going to do, then we'll move, we'll pretend, we'll do the action. But the mindset never changes. And so when you're moving through change, it's really important that you change your mindset, your belief system, along with the action that you're doing. Because if you don't change those three things, and, you know, those two things, and when you do the action, it's not going to be permanent. It's temporary. And so that means you're going to have the same struggle, even though you might get through it, you know, just in this moment, you'll have the same struggle 6 months from now, 1 year from now, 2 years from now. And so you decide, you know, and this is really the key here and how to make change work for you, because you decide how change is going to work for you. Is it going to work against you or is it going to work for you? And if you start, your life starts to change and transition, and you're sitting around talking about why and how, then you're going to make change work against you. Then you're going to struggle, and that's just a fact. And you're going to continue to struggle until you can change your mindset and your belief system on what change even means. You know, for me in my life, change is a constant for me. If there's no resistance, I may say, you know, I don't want to do it, but I know I have to do it. And so there's not a whole lot of resistance on change for me as far as moving myself forward to a place. If I feel like some point in my life is not moving forward like I know it should be, then I'm going to stop for a minute and be like, okay, what's happening here? What am I doing? How am I being? And if I can't answer that question, then I'm just going to surrender it. It's like, okay, let me just surrender it, and it'll come to me what I need to do. And I have conversation with people that I trust, that I feel like will give me wise counsel, or that will just listen, you know, in a healthy way. Not that I'm dumping on them or anything like that, but just listen and let me work through it on my own so that I can get clarity. And most of the time, though, I just sit in meditation and talk to my guides and ancestors and get clarity from there. So it's really about, you know, if you want to move forward, if you want to have continuous forward movement, if you want to have continuous positive change in your life, or if you want to stay stuck and stagnant, this is how you make change work for you. It's really about allowing yourself to be in a different place when it's time for you to be in a different place. We all evolve. We all change. We all ascend. And what's happening right now is we're getting confused because we're not used to change happening so quickly. We're used to being able to sit in a place for 6 months, a year, 2 years, 7 years, 10 years, even though we're not happy. we're used to being able to sit there and still make things happen. But what's happening right now is that we can't sit things or not. We can't make things happen when we're sitting in resistance anymore. And so we're kicking and screaming because it's like, wait a minute, I used to be able to make some things happen and still move forward even though I was stuck and stagnant. You know, I moved forward a little bit. I was inching forward. Now I can't even inch forward. And so now you have to do your work. And that's why we're all kind of like, you know, everybody's kind of up in arms because you have to do your work now. And it's a good thing. Doing your work is a good thing. So we have a caller. So we're going to take our caller and see what our caller has to say. So 404-0439, you're live on Conversations with Goddess Sam. How are you? Hello? 404-0439? I can't hear you if you're talking. Hello? Okay, so if you didn't want to talk, just press 1, and then you'll go to off the top of the screen. But if you want to come back on, just press 1 and then press 1 again, and we'll come back to you. All right, so let's move on. So the next part of our article says, think of change as an opportunity for an upgrade, for a reset, for shifting something that has been stagnant or stuck in your life. In order for change to occur, things need to become destabilized to some degree to make room for something new to emerge that will be different. This, of course, causes some degree of chaos and confusion, and things are not always that clear. Be willing to be uncomfortable for a time while change has its way with you. Ooh, let me read that one more time. Be willing to be uncomfortable for a time while change has its way with you. The clarity usually comes afterwards, so be patient and stay out of fear as much as you can. Wow, that's powerful. So this article is from thepowerpath.com that we're referencing right here, and that's a powerful statement, and we really just spoke to that. The part about staying out of fear, because a lot of times when we don't have clarity, you know, we get scared. And then instead of us being out of the chaos, we start creating chaos because we're afraid. And so it's really important that we understand, like we just talked about, is that later you will get clarity. Right now, you just need to surrender, and so everything will move through. Let change have its way with you. And I know a lot of you may be like, ooh, you know, what does that mean? We want to know what it means. We want to know how. We want to know why change want to have its way with us. You know, and this is why we struggle. This is why we get stuck. And so, because the thing is when you're standing, it's almost like, I don't know, I had an example in my head, but it went out. But you're standing still, and you're just, you know, you're standing and you're looking around. It's like maybe when you're at an intersection, and you're kind of just sitting there in your car, and you're looking around trying to figure out which way to go, like which way should I go, and why should I go this way, and why should I go this way, instead of just choosing, just picking us away and going that way. And if you have a GPS, turn your GPS on so it can help you find your way. But even if you don't know where you're going, pick a path. You're going to just sit in the intersection and just stay there for the rest of your life? No. You're going to, you know, choose a way to go, and if it's not the right way, you're going to turn around and go back the other way. It's one way. You'll know because it's one way to go. And so don't be so afraid of taking a detour sometimes. Sometimes we see good stuff on our detours. I take a different route to work than usual. And I found this whole neighborhood that I didn't even know existed. And I've been in Atlanta my entire life and still in Atlanta. And I found a whole neighborhood that I didn't know existed with these beautiful homes and this park in the middle of the neighborhood. It's really awesome. And so sometimes taking a detour is really good. We find and discover things along the way. So if change is happening to you and having its way with you and you happen to take a detour or you go what you may consider the wrong way, it may be gifts and blessings along that path. You never know. And so just take it. And then if it's not, if you decide it's not for you, it's not aligned with you, or you don't resonate with whatever way you're going, turn around and go the other way, love. That's all you got to do. Turn around and go the other way. It's just that simple. We're so afraid to make any decision at all. It's so important. All right, so we have another caller. We're going to go back to the phone. So 267-1311. You're live on Conversation with Goddess M. Hello.
Hello, hi. Goddess M. Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, thanks for calling in.
I was just wondering if you see anything positive coming up in my future. I had kind of a rough couple years. And I'm finally, I think I'm on track.
Okay, what's your name?
Oh, Donna, I'm so sorry. Donna.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Donna.
Donna, okay. Hi, Donna. Let's see. So you said you think you're on track right now. I don't know, Donna. I need you to just take a couple of deep breaths. I'm not getting a strong read for you, but if you take a couple of deep breaths for me and sit back and open up, see if I can help you see what I can see. Okay. So are you transitioning with work right now? There's some kind of, it's so funny because I saw a track and a runner. And I don't, it feels like symbolism. It doesn't feel like you attract star, but it feels like symbolism. It feels like you've been running for a very long time and now you're kind of like slowing down and really getting clarity on what it is you want to do and where you want to be. What kind of work are you doing right now?
Well, right now I work in a hospital, doing housekeeping, but I start school. Me and my husband had split up about 9 months ago, and I'm going to school through the hospital for CNA, and you know I'll be done that in May. So I'm just trying to take steps to, and I feel like I'm doing pretty good. Move forward and do stuff for myself.
But what's the running thing that I'm seeing?
I was just downstairs. I was watching the football game for a minute. I don't know if that's it.
No, I'm seeing some type of in your life. It's like you've been running from something for so long. And maybe it's been just you running from taking care of yourself. And not that you don't take care of yourself, but I mean just kind of being with yourself and being independent and not really knowing if you can really be that or not. And I think now you're getting your confidence back, and you're seeing that you can take care of yourself and that you will take care of yourself. I think it feels like you haven't been sure of that in the past. Is that accurate?
No, not really. Somewhat. I guess I've been running. I've been kind of confused. I didn't know if it might have stuff to do with my husband. I wasn't very happy, but then after he left, I kind of, like, fell apart, not because of, you know, being independent or nothing like that. Like, we were, you know, together for, you know, a very long time, you know, since 96. And, you know, that was kind of hard. But running from the last 5 years I was with him, I was kind of distant, very distant, and... Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, that's what I'm feeling though. I feel like you had, you know, I don't know if it was being alone. I don't know if it was just not knowing the unknown. I don't know what it was, but that's what I'm feeling. I'm picking up that you really, you know, was, you know, like you said, very unhappy, but at the same time, it wasn't like you were walking around saying, oh, I'm happy about being alone. It just was being, you know, not really being sure, you know, and I think that, like I said, you're getting your confidence back. You're seeing yourself in this point right now. It's really getting back on your feet and doing what it is that you finally want to do. So the CNA thing, I'm not really, I don't know, that doesn't feel like it's in alignment. I know it's something that you can do. I know that it'll bring you some finances. There's something else that you do. I'm not sure. I'm picking up some type of art situation. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but there's something that you really love. There's something creative. There's something with your hands. I'm seeing you moving your hands around with some kind of art. And that's really
where your love is really where your passion is. I feel like you can do the CNA thing. I think it's something that you can do. I think, you know, it'll help you as far as your confidence level and knowing that you can take care of yourself financially and all of that. But I just, I'm not sure if that's something that... Yeah, that's what I'm feeling. I feel like it's just something that you're doing. I really would encourage you to begin to look at your passion and see how you can elevate that to a place where you, because I feel like you're really good at it. Whatever it is you're doing with your hands, I feel like you're really, really good at it. And I feel like it could really support you, but, you know, I feel like, again, you have fear around it. It's like you have this thing about running. I know you said it's not, but I keep seeing this runner, and it's like, so you know, you go into stuff that you think is going to be stable instead of going into, you know, kind of taking the risk, because I think if you take the risk, you'll be very, very happy. I think the same thing happened with your marriage. I think you was in it for a long, long time, but I think for you is a safe choice. And so your safe choices are always going to end up in this way. They're going to end up ending, you know. And so what I would suggest for you is you come out of this marriage, I feel like there's a glow around you. So there's lots of good around you. There's lots of light around you. So why not take a chance, take a leap, and do something different instead of doing the safe thing? Or if you want to do the safe thing, do the other thing as well. Do what you love as well. Do your passion as well, because that's what's going to make you happy. You know, there's no relationship or no person that can really make you happy. Your happiness is self-contained. And so everything for you has to be self-contained, and then everything else is going to be the icing on the cake. So, yeah, I definitely feel like you're thinking and your belief systems are changing, so your thoughts are going in the right direction, but I feel like your actions are still safe. And I do feel like you're a little bit of a risk taker. I think you've forgotten that, because I feel like years ago, you know, you would take risks and jump out there and do your thing. And I feel like yeah. you're really ready to do that again, even though sometimes it didn't work out for you. I just feel like that's going to be your best thing. So if you do the CNA thing, it's great, but definitely do the other thing. Find your passion or develop your passion, because I feel like you're good at it, but develop it to a point, because it will bring you the money that you're seeking. Like, it will bring you, you will be able to make a living doing what you do. What is it that you're doing with your hands, by the way?
I'm trying to figure that out. I don't know. I do cleaning. I don't know.
Are you doing some type of painting or some type of knitting? It's not knitting, but it's something else. It's like knitting. It's like a embroidery or something like that. I don't know if you it's something you used to do that you don't do anymore, and you really loved it. Do you know what I'm talking about? It'll click in with you. It'll click in with you. You used to do it. You really loved it. And you work with your hands, and it was art, some type of, I keep seeing embroidery stuff. So I don't know if it was some kind of canvas or I can't get it. But I do feel like it's beautiful. And I think you've forgotten who you really are and what you really love. And so going back to that, finding your love, and making sure that you're doing that as well as the CNA, because CNA is definitely safe for you. It's not something that you're passionate about. It's not something that you're jumping up and down
right.
about. It's really something that you feel like is safe. And that's okay. Like I said, if you feel like that's what you need to do right now, that's what you need to do. But definitely dig into your passion, because I feel like you spent a lot of time in a not shadow place, you know, and now it's time for you to come out and live your life. And so live your life to the fullest. There is light all around you, so you are in a place and around people that you can live your life. You're around people who will support you in living your life, but you got to make some different decisions, you know, make some good decisions,
yes.
and it's decisions that are in alignment with you so you don't get stuck in hell hostage like before. Make sense?
Yeah, yes, it does. And could I ask you a question?
Yeah.
This sounds crazy, but Do you see my husband being happier with this choice?
Do I see him being happier with what? I'm sorry.
With this choice of us splitting up?
Well, Well, I don't think your husband is a happy person. So I don't know. I mean, I can't see him happy. He wasn't happy in the marriage. He's not happy out of it. He's just, when you met him, he wasn't happy. And so it's going to be a long road for him, just like you, to be happy, because I think you and him kind of lived in the same place. You made the same decisions. And he really wants to do something different, but he doesn't know how. And there's a lot of fear. There's a lot of fear. Like, I picked up a lot of fear with him, but nobody knows that he kind of channels it as anger. So he really looks like he's angry, but he's really afraid. So he channels all of his fear as anger. So, yeah, he's not a happy person. So I can't say if he's going to be happier out of the marriage because he just doesn't have that energy. He doesn't have happy, joyful energy. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So I guess the answer to your question is no.
Okay, because he said that's why he said it wasn't me. He's not happy. It's something in his own head, and I don't know. But
he's telling the truth. Yeah, he's not lying. He's telling the truth. And there's nothing you can do to make him happy. Nothing at all.
Right.
He just doesn't. He's not a heap. He's been through a lot. He's been through a lot of turmoil before you even came along, and he didn't deal with it. And so, because he didn't deal with it, it trickled over into the marriage, and you suffered a lot because of what he had been through, and because he doesn't know how to manage his emotions. His emotions are off the rails.
Oh my God, I got the chills when you said that because he did. He witnessed his grandmother passing away. His father.
Yeah.
Got killed in a mall, and he's been through quite a lot.
Yeah, this is why he has all this fear. He has a lot of fear in his life because he witnessed so much of that, death and so much abuse. And so he did you a favor. And hopefully he did himself a favor, folks, because hopefully he's going to find his way to a space of healing. But I don't feel like it's going to happen anytime soon because he has a lot of fear around that, too. He doesn't really want people to know where he is, even though he knows he needs help. So it's unfortunate, but, if I were you or to encourage you just to move forward and be in your life because he has a lot of work to do, as do you.
Right. I also do, too. Do you see me at least being happy? Well, I guess you were.
Yeah, I do. I see a lot of light around you. So I think you will be happy. You just got to really find your passion because CNA is not going to do it. And so if you just go straight into the CNA and you don't remember what you did with your hands because it's something that you did before when you were younger, if you don't remember that and go back to that or do something creatively, and you're going to feel stuck and stagnant in this CNA position. So you have to find something to balance it out. But there is a lot of light around you. I do feel like I said, you're in a good environment. So that's the first step.
Okay, thank you so much. And I'm really going to focus on that with the hands. I really am. Thank you. And I'll let you know.
Okay, Donna, thank you so much for calling in. And it's a great question for you to have during this time of change and how you make change work for you. And so now that you're out of your marriage, how you're going to make change work for you is you're not going to make the safe decisions, and you're going to make decisions, I'm encouraging you to make decisions that make you happy, not something that you feel like it's safe that you can do, because you're going to surprise yourself. There's a lot that you can do that you don't even remember. And so when you feel certain inklings to do things or to take a class or to go do this or that, and it's a creative thing, then go do it. And what you're going to do is you're going to remember, and you're going to be so happy. Okay?
Yes, and you're absolutely right. I'm just doing that just to pick up a couple extra dollars than what I'm doing now. And it's short. It's a couple months. So, okay, well, thank you so much.
All right, love.
Okay.
God is blessing. All right. Any insight for Donna, Goddess Ashe?
I think it's not just for Donna. I think it's for anyone that's going through transition, especially when a relationship is ending. or has ended, that is a point at which you get to recreate your life. You know, you get to, as we said earlier, start with a blank canvas. If you're doing your healing work, if you're willing to let go, and why sell yourself short? Go for it. What is it that you wanted to do? You know, and if you are not completely certain, if you're not feeling good, if you're not feeling excited about what it is you're deciding to do in this new space, if there is a little bit of doubt, because what I was hearing in Donna was that she was calling because she knew it was okay, but there was a little bit of something else, and it was because it was for the money, which is fine, but that doesn't bring joy. You know, and in this time, I'm like, why not go for it? Why not go for it? You know, to really dig into what is going to bring me joy. You know, because if you've been in a marriage where you weren't happy, those are some years that you didn't have joy. So why not create joy now? You know, it's up to you. How does that?
Yep, so true, guys. Ashe, your life, your choice. That's it. So thank you so much, Donna, for calling in. We appreciate you, and we definitely wish you well and blessings on your journey forward. So let's continue with our article from PowerPath.com. The thing about change is that it requires making room for something new. For change to be successful, you cannot stubbornly be holding on to your old stuff, old ways, and old habits. Something has to go make room for the change to occur. Change is movement, and energy likes to move. So even if the change is not what you fantasize, it still brings movement to otherwise stagnant situations. Where are you? Where are you stagnant? What can you eliminate? How can you make room? So I want you to just to sit with those questions for a moment. Where are you stagnant in your life? Where are things standing still for you? And what can you eliminate from your life to get things moving? Because Goddess Ashe talked about it earlier, movement, getting into movement, because energy likes to move. And then the other question is, how can you make room for the change that you're seeking? So if you're seeking change and you filled up, how are you going to make room for the change you're seeking? You have to make room. If you're saying, just like Donna, if Donna was saying, well, I really want my life, I really want to be happy, I really want to have joy, she had to move out of the marriage in order to make room for that. And so what do you need to do in your life to make room for your joy, for your bliss, for your happiness? Okay, let's continue. To assist with this, we are launching a shamanic healing special. Oh, sorry about that. Okay. There is change that happens to you, such as the choice of another that creates the change for you. This is the most difficult, but may come with the necessary lesson about taking responsibility for it, embracing it, and making it your own choice too. This is especially true in relationships, our work situations where they come to an abrupt end and not by your choice. Step back, embrace it, choose it, and see it as a path to your own freedom. So when relationships and work situations, your job or partnerships come to an end, an abrupt end, then step back and embrace it. Look at it as a path to your own freedom. You don't want to fight your own freedom. You don't want to resist your own freedom. If you're not happy in a situation and it ends abruptly, don't focus on how it ended. Remember we talked about earlier, how is the resistance? So you're focusing on how it ended instead of the fact that you're free. And all that is fear. in between how it ended and the freedom is fear. And so if you let the fear get all up in you and in your thoughts and in your sphere and in your energy, then you're going to spend a whole lot of time focusing on something that is not going to help catapult you forward, which means you're going to hold yourself hostage for a period of time. So your choice is, am I going to hold myself hostage, or am I going to just step back, choose it, embrace it, and see it as my path to freedom? Okay? Then there are the changes you choose and make for yourself that will affect other people. This is also difficult, especially for those of you who are prone to guilt and don't wish to hurt or to disappoint. You are the ones that have to learn to be a little ruthless and recognize that you may be setting some of those caterpillars that are too attached to their familiar landscape and cocoon free to become the butterflies they need to be. Now, this is a biggie right here, because a lot of people, you know, we get off into this whole, you know, I don't want people to think I'm not nice. I want people to think I'm nice and kind, you know, and so we suffer in silence. We become resentful and even bitter and angry and frustrated. And so the thing is that why are you setting yourself up instead of speaking your truth and letting change have its way? Again, what's standing in between you and that is fear. And so I want you to stop in this moment and ask yourself, what am I afraid of in this moment? What am I afraid is going to happen if I make change, if I change right now? What's going to happen or what's not going to happen? So if you're in a relationship that is no longer in alignment with you, that's not a good fit for you, okay, what is it that's holding you back from the change? What are you afraid of? Is it the fact that you think you won't have another relationship? Or you think you won't be able to provide for yourself? Or you think that, you know, something is going to happen or you don't have the security? What is it that you're afraid of? And then I want you to ask yourself, is this fear real? Is this real? Or is this an illusion? Can I take care of myself? Absolutely. Will I be able to attract someone else? Absolutely. Will I be okay? Absolutely. So this is the question that you want to ask yourself when you're sitting paralyzed with fear. You want to ask yourself, what am I afraid of? And then when you answer that question, is it real? Is this fear real? Like, is this really going to happen? And if you don't know if it's going to happen, then move forward. Because the only way you're going to know is to move forward and see and check it out. And once you move forward and see, you'll never have that fear again. That's the wonderful thing about fear. My thing is always do it afraid. If I'm afraid, I'm going to go ahead and step into it, because once I step into it, I can release that fear once and for all. Because once I get in it, the fear is going to be bigger than the situation anyway. We always, when we're afraid in our heads, it's always bigger than what we really experience. When we get into the experience, it's never as big as the fear in our heads. Okay? So if you really, if you have clarity, now this is key too. If you have clarity on a situation, make sure you get your clarity. You don't want to make decisions and you in high emotions. Okay, so you want to make sure, because sometimes when you're in high emotions or you're angry or something like that, then you make decisions that are not in alignment, because you're making decisions based on emotions and how you're feeling in the moment rather than in clarity. And so you want to make decisions in clarity. Okay, it's very important. All right, so we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back,
If you'd like to join our conversation, the phone lines are open. You can call us at 424-222-5250 and press 1 to comment. You're listening to Conversations with Goddess M, where love and relationships are in elevation. I am Goddess M, your host, and you can, and we'll be right back.
Could see into my soul, said she'd been watching and had some advice. She said shadows make you whole, a life without pain is a wolf in sheep's clothes. Cause if you listen to the lessons that it holds, you'll find the goal.
Welcome back to Conversations with Goddess M. I'm Milani Shani, a.k.a. Goddess M, and I'm here with my co-host, Goddess Ashe. Thank you so much for being fully present in this Goddess light that we're sharing with you tonight. Our topic tonight is your life, your choice, making change work for you. And we're at our Goddess Roundtable, and that was India Ari, Break the Shell. So, Goddess Ashe.
Thank you. You know, we've been talking about change, and we've been talking about being positioning yourself in a place of allowance versus resistance versus running, and talking about some of the ways that you can help yourself, support yourself to be in allowance. We talked about movement. We talked about daily practices, whether that's meditation or just quiet time, walking, something that allows you to get present with that moment, to get present with your body, to get present with how you're feeling. One of the things that I also want to speak to on change is that change equals stress. And it doesn't matter whether the change is a promotion. It doesn't matter whether you have just moved into your dream home. It equates to stress. And so the thing about stress is that it accumulates in the body. It doesn't go away. You know, if you are experiencing stress because you're working at night or because you haven't been sleeping well, for you to be able to get one day of sleep in there and you slept well does not remove the stress that your body has already registered. It's still there. And so it becomes really important, again, what your daily practices are to help you to stay in balance. It's no surprise that when people are going through changes, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a loss, whether it's a promotion or a big move or a small move, it's no surprise that people tend to get sick or have health issues pop up there. And, you know, that's because those things have been going on the energetic level way before they actually manifested in the physical. So when we talk about change, we're talking about stress, and what are you doing to bring your body back in balance? Are you getting your rest? Are you having some kind of movement, whether it's dance or whatever it is? Are you eating well? You know, what is your diet like? Are you cooking your own food or are you stopping at the gas station to get your food? If you are going through stress or change, the way that you love on yourself, the way that you support yourself through that, the way that you get into allowance is to do those things that care for you. Do those things that support you in making it an easier transition. One of the other things that I thought about as we were preparing for this show is, what is your environment? You know, if you are dealing with change, a lot of times, as Goddess Kim said, it brings fear, which is fine. You just do it afraid, but it brings up fear. What you don't want to do is keep yourself in an environment that perpetuates fear. You know, so what is your environment? Who are you spending your time with? You know, are they in a place that is that's going where you want to go, or are they in their own fear? You know, when we talk about human design, it really kind of clues us into how much we absorb from our environment, how much we absorb from other people. And so our environment, what we're consuming in terms of TV, music, reading, what we're talking about, the foods, all of that starts to play a part in how well we can move through change, how easily and effortlessly change is for us. You know, when we are stuck in a place of fear, when we are experiencing stress, which is what change is, our body begins to create toxins. And if we're not balancing out what's going on in our bodies, all of them, then we will bring on other things that we're really not wanting. Goddess Kim.
Yes, definitely so true. The stress is key. because a lot of this ease that we have and the mental health disorders we have are all due to stress. And so that is definitely key. Thank you for that. So in our article from PowerPath.com, it said this is a difficult time to stay out of judgment, but intense judgment and negative reaction becomes an energy leak very fast if it continues beyond the spark to action that is it was intended to be. Stubbornness is another negative reaction to change that becomes a challenge in times. Stubbornness always blocks the flow and the potential for graceful change. Ooh, say that again. Stubbornness always blocks the flow and the potential for graceful change. So those of you who are going through change and you want it to be a little bit easier, a little bit more graceful, then you have to surrender. We talked about that earlier. But since change is happening anyway, stubbornness only brings about more drama and suffering in the end. So watch the stubbornness and be receptive and embracing of change instead. Remember that change always brings about the potential for an upgrade, a reset, an expansion, and an experience of something new, different, and wonderful. This is the month to examine in a very ruthless way what needs to change in your life. Maybe your attitude, maybe your belief system, maybe your tendency to live small, maybe some bad habits, maybe your relationship or two, maybe your self-image, maybe your health or practices or disciplines, maybe your work or your home or your dreams or intentions. You may go through times of fear. I survived this. You may ask as you are suddenly at the effect of a sudden change that has been imposed upon you. Of course you will. Have you not learned anything about flexibility or persistence? The best way to show your cooperation in the larger scheme of things is to spend some time clearing and eliminating the clutter in your life. It's the clutter that will surely take you down. This will be difficult, but a necessary bid for power for those of you with a need for security. And this is not only physical clutter. It is also the clutter of your mind and how it holds on to all the possibilities, the worries, the obsessions, the control, the rationalizations, and the expectations. The mind is fearful about what it does not know, and triggers the instinctive center, which causes anxiety. So it is important to calm the mind and calm the instinctive center this month. To be proactive with the theme of change, choose something in your life that needs to change and work on changing it. This proactive focus will channel the energy of change in a positive way and represent in the bigger picture all of the change that is occurring and necessary in your life and in your world. And so this week, we want you to really be proactive in your life to change. And so what is it in this moment that you really want to change in your life? I want you to just choose one thing that you want to change. Okay, what's your priority? So when you do this, you can give yourself three top things that you want to change. But just for this moment, I want you to have one thing that you really want to change in your life. And when you have that thing, the first thing I want you to do is what we talked about earlier, which is ask yourself, what am I afraid of? And then once you ask yourself, what am I afraid of, I want you to ask yourself, is this real? And so is this fear real? Like, have I had an experience and did this happen? And if you say, yes, I've had this experience and this happened, are you in a different place now? Can you actually create something different because you have different tools, because you're in a different environment, because you've made a different choice, or you are making a different choice? And so I just want you to take a moment and do this exercise. What is it that you want to change? Okay. And what are you afraid of? And is the fear that you're feeling real? This is an exercise that you can do with every single thing that you're thinking about changing in your life. And once you do this exercise, you're going to really be surprised at a lot of things, fears that you have, a lot of things that your mind is telling you it's not real. We always say on the show, the mind is a human filing cabinet. It's like a computer. It only knows what you put in it.
So whatever you put in it is what how it's going to determine what it's going to do. And so we don't access the mind when we're making change, when we're choosing to do something different. We access our heart and our spirit, because our spirit knows all. It's connected with everything and all that is. It is in oneness. And so it has a more expanded version of what can happen if we change. And so if we're able to access our hearts, which means we have to open up, and we're able to access our spirit, which means we have to sit in quiet, meditation, yoga, some of the daily practices that Goddess Ashe talked about earlier. We have to relieve the stress. However you do that, everybody has a different way to relieve stress. And if you don't know how, try some different things. One of the ways that I relieve stress is meditation, to take baths, get massages, go to a sauna. You know, there are several different ways that you can relieve stress. Doing creative things, writing, singing, all of that relieves stress for me. So what is your stress reliever? Because these are all the things you need to know. When you're going out into the world, sometimes you don't have time to think about, you know, what's going to relieve your stress. So you need to have these things as spiritual daily practices. So when you have a very stressful day, you already know, I need to go home and sit in the bathtub and listen to some of my favorite music so I can move forward. Okay? So this is important. So I want to recap, and then I'm going to let Goddess Ashe give her final thoughts. We're going to be done early tonight with the show. We just wanted to come on. We know it's Super Bowl Sunday and all that good stuff. We really just wanted to come on and give you some love and light, and we thank you again for being with us. So how to make change work for you. We gave you several different things, but I want to just recap these things. One of the things that I didn't talk about was self-care. Self-care is key during intense change. When you're going through an intense change, you need to take care of yourself, whatever that looks like for you. You know, we have YouTube and we have Google. So if you need some ideas, go to YouTube and Google and find some ideas on how to take care of yourself, how to relieve stress, that type of thing. You know, there's no really reason to be sitting around asking how, because the truth is you can Google it. And that's why I said the how is just resistance and it's fear. Because when people sit around and ask me how, I think it's just because they don't want to change. They're resisting the change. Okay? With all the resources we have right now, there's no reason for people to sit around talking about how do I do it. No reason at all. Okay? So the second thing, how to make change work for you is movement. Goddess Ashe talked about that earlier. Daily practices. We talked about that with your yoga, meditation, taking baths, that type of thing. Reading. Some people, reading relaxes them. Surrender. Allow yourself to surrender and let change have its way with you. If there's nothing you can do about the change that's happening, don't get into this whole stubborn resistant thing, because it's not only going to be hard, but it's going to last longer. So if you want the thing to go ahead and move through, let change have its way and know that you're making your way to freedom. Don't judge yourself. Judging yourself is only going to make it more difficult. Clear your canvas so that you can create a new writing or a new drawing of your life. Break through the cocoon so you can fly. We talked about earlier the caterpillar, struggling to get out of that cocoon with all them wings and stuff. You know, but once that caterpillar gets out, they can fly. So go ahead and break through. Push through so you can fly. Let go of how and why. Just do it. Because sometimes you don't know how and why till you get on the other side of it. You're just not going to know. And it's okay. It's uncomfortable. The unknown is very uncomfortable. And I understand that. But sometimes we are put in a place of discomfort so we can be brought to a place of greater comfort. But if you don't move through the discomfort and you sitting in the discomfort kicking and screaming, you don't get to get to the other side where the greater comfort is. And the last thing is just release the fear and do it afraid. Whatever it is that you're afraid of, do it afraid. Because when you get on the other side of whatever you're afraid of, 9 times out of 10, it's not going to be as big a fear as you thought it was. I've seen it 1,000 times. And most of all, you can do this. You can do this. Whatever it is that you want to do, whatever it is that you're dreaming of, whatever your vision is, whatever you want to change in your life, you are a co-creator of your life. Make a decision and take action. First, clear yourself. Make sure that you're not moving based on high emotional trauma. Clear yourself. Get really clear about how you want to move and move. Because the most thing that can happen if you take a detour is you'll discover something that you've never seen before. And that's a wonderful thing. And when you detour, you still find your way. You still end up on your path. You just took the long way around. And that's okay. Goddess Ashe, your final thought.
Okay. So, you know, I actually was just thinking about someone that I met a few days ago. He had just come back from Belize, and he was like super duper hyped. And so one of the things that he talked about was just being in the environment. Just being in the environment, in the sun, near the water, and really being able to tap into peace of mind. And so whether you are planning a trip or not does not matter. When you're going through change, it is very important that you begin to deliberately create your environment, your surrounding, to support you. You know, this is what we talk about when we talk about allowance. This is what we talk about when we talk about self-love. You know, how do you view the word vulnerability? What are your beliefs about being vulnerable? What are your beliefs around surrendering and change? Because that will really show you very clearly how it is that you're moving through and managing transition and change. Be compassionate with yourself. And we are compassionate with ourselves by creating joy in our lives, by creating experiences that give us peace. You know, it doesn't matter if you are a single parent and, you know, maybe you work a job and it's late and you are really having a difficult time. You know, a lot of times we think that we don't have time, we can't do anything to change the situation for the better, but we always have a choice. We always have options. And sometimes it's as simple as spending $10 on a drumming class or a dance class or a yoga class, meditation, instead of spending it at whatever restaurant it is that you like to stop into. Sometimes it's just that simple that we can love on ourselves, support ourselves as we move through change, so that our focus is not on how difficult it is, but our focus is on this new thing that we're creating in our lives that brings us joy and that brings us peace. And what you'll find is that your change and your transition will be a lot smoother and a lot easier. Got it, Sam.
Great final thought. Thank you. So for those of you who just joined us, we're talking about making change work for you, and we're about to end our show, but you can listen to our show, our archives on our website at conversationswithgoddessm.com. So my final thought for you comes from Making Change Work for You. It's an article by Madison Taylor. When we experience change in our life, we can control our response and reaction to the change that are happening.
Transformation is a universal constant that affects our lives from the moment we are born until we leave earthly existence behind. At the root of all growth, we find change. Occasionally, the change and the circumstances leading up to it are a source of extraordinary joy. But more often than not, they provoke feelings of discomfort, fear, or pain. Though many changes are unavoidable, we should not believe that we are subject to the whims of an unpredictable universe. It is our response to those circumstances that will dictate the nature of our experiences. At the heart of every transformation, no matter how chaotic, there is a substance. When we no longer resist change and instead regard it as an opportunity to grow, we find that we are far from helpless in the face of it. Our role as masters of our own destinies is cemented when we choose to make change work in our favor. Yet before we can truly internalize this power, we must accept that we cannot hide from the changes taking place all around us. Existence as we know it will come to an end at one or more points in our lives, making way for some new and perhaps unexpected mode of being. This transformation will take place whether or not we want it to. And so it is up to us to decide whether we will open our eyes to the blessings hidden amidst disorder or close ourselves off from opportunities hiding behind obstacles. To make change work for you, look constructively at your situation and ask yourself how you can benefit from the transformation that has taken place. As threatening as change can seem, it is often a sign that a new era of your life has begun. If you reevaluate your plans and goals in the days or weeks following a major change, you will discover that you can adapt your ambition to the circumstances before you and even capitalize on these changes. Optimism, enthusiasm, and flexibility will aid you greatly here, as there is nothing to be gained by dwelling on what might have been. Change can hurt in the short term, but if you are willing to embrace it proactively, its lasting impact will nearly always be physical, spiritual, and intellectually transformative. Thank you to my beautiful co-host, Goddess Ashe, for her energy in the space, and all of you who have called in, logged in, or clicked in to listen and be inspired, supported, and elevated by the Goddess Energy tonight. Conversation with Goddess M is here every Sunday night on High Frequency Radio Network at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Remember that if you need support, you can reach out to me at chatwithagoddess@gmail.com. That's chatwithagoddess@gmail.com. Or you can reach out to Goddess Ashe at bodydivine@gmail.com. That's bodydivine@gmail.com. Or you can visit our website, sign up for our mailing list, and you can even listen to our archives and find products and services on conversationswithgoddessm.com. It has been an absolute pleasure being with you tonight. I look forward to being with you again next week. I wish you all goddess love and light for your week. Be you, be love, and remember, it's time to elevate. Good night, everybody.
You're broken down and tired of living life on the merry-go-round, and you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we gon' walk it out. Move mountains, we gon' walk it out and move mountains. And I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day. I'll rise unafraid, I'll rise up, and I'll do it 1,008 times again. And I'll rise up, I like the waves. I'll rise up in spite of the ache. I'll rise up, and I'll do it 1,008 times again. Silence is a quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. And I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to comfort that we have each other. I will rise a thousand times.